Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. We're flying through the labs. We are in lab number 4, media capture. And the very first thing we're going to be asked to do is add an app bar to our app. And so then that'll allow us to have buttons to both for photo and video capture in the subsequent labs. So as you know, WinJS defines a number of controls. I called them Windows Personality Controls in an earlier lesson. We can use them for various UI purposes. So in this lesson, we're going to refamiliarize ourselves with the app bar that we met way back in like lesson 4 or 5, just to demonstrate how easy it was to use WinJS and what all the capabilities of it were. And then also in this lesson, we're going to meet the menu. It's also known as the flyout. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. And you already know how easy it is to add an app bar to the app. What we want to do is add an app bar just on the items detail page, because the step number 2 here says that you can add it to the entire app by adding it to the default.html page, but we really only need the functionality that this will give us on the item detail page. So we're just going to define it there. But just keep in mind that you could make one that stretches for the entire app simply by moving this definition to the default.html page. Maybe you could try it and see if you run into any hurdles by doing that. But at any rate, let's scroll over to the right here and let's grab this code. We're going to put this right before the closing body tag in the item detail page. So let's now go to the item detail page. So itemdetail.html. Scroll all the way to the bottom of this page, and right before the body ends, we will add these. Okay, very good. So it looks to me like we're going to add a single app bar with a single app bar command that we're calling the brag. And we're using this icon emoji 2. And we'll also add some menu commands. And you can kind of get a sneak peek of what this will look like whenever you run the app. We'll see a little smiley face icon that says brag. And when we click it, we want to see the photo and video menu pop up. So before we get to that, we are using this emoji icon. And it suggests that you can look at the Windows 8 character map in the segue UI symbol. I have a better solution for you. Somebody went through and made a nice little cheat sheet for all the icon enumeration names and with a little symbol next to it. So I think this is Adam Kinney. My hat's off to you, good sir. Let's take a look at this. You can download it from Flickr and look at it there. I think we can even get into it at a larger size here. There we go. And so now, download that, or just make a bookmark here on this in this URL, and I'll be sure to add this to the description for this video so you can get to this link easily. But they come with, I think it's like over 200 different icons. And there is a way for you to add some others as well, and there are some articles out there on MSDN that'll tell you how to do that and create your own. All right, let's get back into the instructions here. We'll have to go into the itemdetail.js, and what we want to do is handle the clicks for each of the menu items in the flyout, and we'll populate these a little bit later with additional code. But here we're showing the share UI in both cases, for video and for photo. All right, so let's go ahead and get at least that part done. So again, we're going to the itemdetail.js, the end of the ready function that handles clicks of the menu items in the flyout, okay? End of the ready function. All right, so 122, and here we're at the end. And notice that it also, just like before, the data transfer manager, we're using the data transfer manager again to show the share UI. And again, this is going to allow us to interact with Windows. Therefore, we're using that data transfer manager from the Windows application model data transfer manager class and namespaces. All right. So let's go ahead now and try out our shiny new app bar. And I'm just going to right click. You can also use several different gestures if you're using the tablet. And we see our brag button. I'll click on the app bar button, and we see our flyout menu, and I'll select the photo, and we can see the little share pop out of the right-hand side. Not exactly what we want, but we're going to improve that, I believe, in the next lab or two. So I think that is all that we need to do now. That's it. So we have a great-looking app bar added to our app. Doesn't really do anything just yet. In the next two lessons, we're going to wire it up to capture photos and video. That'll be exciting. We'll see you there. Thank you.